And there it was. The big bro in the sky had answered my prayers.
Almighty Five.
Guys, I was sitting at home last night, and all of a sudden, I had epiphany. And my epiphany was this.
Actually, it's epiphany.
No, Ted, this is the epiphany.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Nothing Catchy Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Dewey, aka Read 'em and Weep. I hope you all are having a fantastic week. My family is getting over being sick. We've been quite sick the last few days. So if it's a little short of a podcast, it's because I'm having to run upstairs and take care of everybody. And so I'll be running solo mainly for that reason today, because I just did not want to subject anybody else to having to deal with this long record time, potentially, of me having to go up and down taking care of people. My wife's down sick. My kids are down sick. And so, yeah, it's going to be kind of one of those days. Anybody who's listening who's not in our league and wants to follow me on Twitter, my handle is MichaelDewey99. So MichaelDewey99, the number nine. Check me out there. Follow me. I post stuff pretty much about NFL / football and mainly Chiefs related. But yeah, feel free to follow me on there. Toss me a follow. Be a great, great time. Also, let me know that you're listening to the show and you're not somebody who's in our league, because there are a few. I was looking at the analytics and we're growing a little bit. We have just like, I think about 10 people who listen, and we only have 8 people in our league. So, you know, Jake's mom, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We really do. We love having you there and here. Love having you be part of this, Jake's mom. You know, there should be a song about Jake's mom. You know, actually, I don't know Jake's mom, so I probably should not speak too much about her. But she seems like a nice lady. Nice lady. Anyways, moving on. We got a lot of things to talk about, though, today in this episode. We have our usual, you know, around the league news and notes we got to go through, injuries and stuff like that. We got waiver wire to talk about. And then I want to have a small section that I want to just go over the trades that happened. We had a number of trades that went through, and they're kind of, some might have some fantasy relevance right now. Others might not. I think in an 8-team league, it's going to be pretty minimal. But yeah, I think we got some interesting conversations to go over there. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started with the news.
Don't watch the news. Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently grandfather's kids do, I'm gonna ask them to watch the Powerball.
That's right. Get your lotto tickets. See if your player got injured or not. This actually was a pretty good weekend for injuries. The QB realm, there's really nobody of note that got hurt in the QB realm that wasn't already hurt or that we don't already know about. So QBs, sweet. Wide receivers, there's two that are kind of note that I want to mainly talk about. Cooper Kupp, he potentially is going to be out or miss a few weeks or just be kind of day-to-day for a while. He has a high ankle sprain. So sorry for anybody who has Cooper Kupp, but you're going to struggle a little bit with that one. The other person, Rashad Bateman, with the Ravens, he was supposed to be back, went out there, tried it out, and not ready. So he has probably another few weeks left before he's going to be ready to go out there, and which is really sad because I do think the Ravens are missing him. I think he is one of those key pieces that is keeping that offensive passing game going. Duvernay is not really quite what they want for like what Rashad Bateman is doing. So I think he's actually hurting the Ravens more the longer he's out personally. So those are the two of note of wide receivers to keep in mind. The other ones, next running backs, Mark Ingram. He has an MCL sprain, so he'll be out, which is great for Alvin Kamara. Holla. So that means Alvin Kamara is going to be the primary back for a few weeks, and they're just going to keep feeding him, and Mark Ingram's not going to steal any of those those touches, so thank goodness. Jonathan Taylor, he's dealing with an ankle injury. It keeps kind of coming and going. I just think I wouldn't trust him for a little while to be 100%. So Jonathan Taylor. Gus Edwards, hamstring, he's out for a while. I just pitched him to be a pickup for last week. It's such a bummer that he went down, because really the Ravens are again back down to nothing at running back. This is like the second year they cannot keep a healthy running back to save their life. So yeah, tight ends. There's two that are also of note. Man, the Ravens really were the team that got hurt this week, because Mark Andrews, he was in and then out. They said, oh, yeah, I can do it. So he came in, did not last very long, and was out for the rest of the game. I almost feel like if you have any sort of like injury designation on him throughout most of the week, if it gets close to game day and he still has injury designation and they say it's a game time decision or things like that, if I have him, that is hard to play him. At the same time, I don't know how you're going to bench him. I don't know how you put him on the bench and not play him, but he very well could burn you like last week. And the thing is Likely, who is the backup, he was pretty serviceable. He did a great job. So it's almost in the Ravens' favor that if Andrews is not 100%, don't rush it back. Like, get him 100%, let Likely do his thing, because he seems to be a pretty good tight end. Another tight end of injury is Irv Smith. He went to IR, so he is going to be out for at least 8 to 10 weeks. But when we talk about the trades that happen, you'll see why he potentially may just be droppable altogether. And it's so sad, because he was actually highly touted as a good tight end. So I'll be curious to see what happens next year in the offseason, just because of that. So yeah, like I said, that was a pretty straightforward, pretty simple injury report. There wasn't really anything major that kind of came up. So let's go ahead and hit up that waiver wire.
First bar, Factory Reject. Those hoes are hard to frazzle, Max. But we did our worst, and that's all that matters.
That's right. Get your Factory Rejects right here at the waiver wire. This is a big bye week, by the way, so I'm going to toss it in here. Bye week, it's some people call it the bipocalypse. We have the Browns, the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Giants, the Steelers, the 49ers, all gone, which means no Christian McCaffrey. Anybody going up against Christian McCaffrey doesn't have to this week. Thank goodness. Oh, my word. So anyways, that's all the teams that are out. So there's a lot of teams that are out, and because there's a lot of teams that are out, there are a lot of waiver wire potential. Some interesting ones, though, by the way, just when I look at the waiver wire, let's start with the quarterback. Who would have thought the day that you would look at the waiver wire and see Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson both on the waiver wire? Like, I know Broncos are on the bye right this week, but still, the point still stands that Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers on the waiver wire is just, you never thought you'd see that day, but it's here. It's what we're dealing with. There's really only two QBs that are semi of note. If you don't have a QB and you're trying to struggle to find one for this next week, like, you don't have a lot of good options. There is really only one option that I would pull the trigger on this week if I didn't have somebody that I was streaming more regularly. And that's Andy Dalton. And I know that may sound really sick, and I would pick up Andy Dalton before I'd pick up Aaron Rodgers. Yes, you heard that correctly. Andy Dalton is playing a much, a better game, but also he's going up against a better team. Let's look here. Who's he going up against? Andy Dalton, they're playing Baltimore. That's right. Which is ranked 25th for that position. So he has a great matchup. Andy Dalton does. Aaron Rodgers has a great matchup as well against Detroit, but who's he throwing it to? Like, that's the thing. Who is he going to throw it to? I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. That's a fantastic matchup. I did not realize he was playing Detroit. So those are two good pickups. Give it a shot if you need it. I think most everybody has somebody they're streaming, and honestly, the QBs for these teams, the Browns, the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Giants, the Steelers, and the 49ers, nobody has a QB really that they're streaming on a regular basis on there. So not going to spend too much more time on the QB spot here. In regards to the waiver wire ads for running back, however, there's some interesting ads, and I'll just do the waiver wire. We'll talk about them for a little bit, but then they have overlap with the trades that went down. So running back, it's hard to find any good running backs out on the waiver right now because of yours truly. But I would say Chase Edwards, he might be worth stashing. He got traded to the Broncos. I know they're on bye week right now, but if you're in desperate need of a running back for long term, might be worth looking into and grabbing. Nyheim Hines, he's also somebody else you may want to look into. Might be worth a little bit of a snag if you can. He got traded to the Buffalo Bills. He has great receiving capabilities. So does Spiller, though. And that's the thing is, I don't know if CJ Spiller is any better or worse than Nyheim Hines, but it's just interesting that they went and made this trade to get him specifically. They also traded away Moss to the Colts. So it was a rare trade for trade, you know, running back for running back kind of a trade. So I don't know. Worth keeping an eye on. And then Latavius Murray with the Broncos. That's the thing is they've been feeding Latavius Murray, and they like Latavius Murray. And again, I know Denver's on bye, but just there's not a lot of running back options. So I'm just trying to give you some long-term stuff. If you're trying to find that person to replace your, you know, 6 or 7 point running back on your team, these guys may be able to do it, but I wouldn't take a flyer on any of those right now personally, but I'm also stacked at running back. So yeah. Next, wide receivers, Jakobi Meyers. He's been on here for quite a while. I too have not been willing to pull the trigger and pick him up. However, the guy just keeps scoring. He was 16 points last week, 10 points the week before. He had a down week of 8, but then 20, 14. Like, he's pretty consistent. He had 12 targets this last game. That's massive for the Jets. But yeah, he's getting touchdowns. He's getting targeted in the red zone, and that's the thing that's important. If you can get that touchdown, get that guaranteed baseline, worth checking out. So Jakobi Meyers, again, somebody to keep an eye on if you're wanting some steady baseline. Somebody else who's starting to produce as a steady baseline that I'm actually kind of surprising with 2 weeks is Allen Robinson. He had 14 points, 14.8 the week before, and I know it is only 7.9 or 8 points this week, but his targets have been going up every week. He started out with 2 and 5 week 1 and 2, and he's now getting consistently 6 and 7 targets every week. So he's obviously being brought into the offense a lot more, and he's going to have some really great matchups coming up here. Tampa Bay is not necessarily a great matchup, but then he has Arizona, New Orleans, Kansas City. Kansas City may not be as good of a one. Everybody, you know, dogs on them as having bad corners, but I don't think they have bad corners. Seattle, that's going to be a great game. Raiders, great game. Packers, great game. But then Denver. So, like I said, he's got quite a few great games in there. So, worth keeping an eye on. A guy I dropped because he wasn't producing. As soon as I dropped him, he started to produce. Garrett Wilson, definitely worth keeping an eye on. I wouldn't pick him up yet, but he pulled up 14 points last week. Had 7 targets. So keep an eye on him. It's the most targets he's had with the new QB, as opposed to Flacco. When he had Flacco, he was getting 14 and 11 targets on a regular basis. But then when the new guy came in, he was getting 4 and 5 targets a week. And now he's back up to 7 this week. You'll see if he's going against Buffalo, really hard week, and then bye. So I wouldn't pick him up this week, but keep an eye on him if you're needing to have that flex. Tight end. With those two tight ends going away, there might be some need for a new tight end. There's some interesting ones out there. Greg Dulcich, again, I know Broncos are on bye. However, he just keeps getting some really great targets. He has 11 points, 8 points, 10 points. That's pretty consistent. His targets are 3, 9, and 5. He has a touchdown this week. He almost had a touchdown on the Jets, and he almost had a touchdown with the Jags. Like, the Jags one, he was down on the 1-yard line after, like, a 40-yard pass. Like, I feel like Dulcich is Russell Wilson's, like, safety net. And even though there's, like, no targets going anywhere else, he's getting them. So might be worth picking up. If you don't want to go with a traditional tight end, Taysom Hill is still out there. He is really weird. Really, really weird. He's getting a lot of targets. Well, not a lot of targets. 1 or 2 targets, but he's getting 3 to 5 carries. Some weeks he'll get 10 carries. Like last week, he got 10 carries for 61 yards. So he's kind of like a middling running back, which is better than most. So like his floor is going to be lower than most, tight ends are right now. Like Dulcich could easily give you 1 point to nothing, you know, 1 week, I'm sure. But Hill will never do that. Gesicki, who's the next guy, he also could very easily give you a goose one week or another. But he's worth keeping around. Wait, did somebody pick up Mike Gesicki? Did I miss that? Hold up. 1 second. Gesicki. Oh, somebody picked him up. He's not going to be a tight end person. You can't do that. Chilling with my homies got him. There you go. So Jake got him. Good job, Jake. Listening to the podcast, I can tell. So I'll try to find another random person to toss in there real quick. But they're all on buys, the ones I'd be interested in. Dalton Schultz, it looks like he's coming back. He's making a good recovery. He's getting consistent targets, 5, 7, 7 points, 10 points, etc. So he's somebody to keep an eye on, but again, he's on buy. So don't worry about it right now. Defenses, if you need a defense this week, Patriots. Patriots are going to be your team. They're going up against the Colts, which is a great, great matchup. I would have said the Buccaneers, but they're losing their starters like crazy. And so I don't know. I wouldn't trust that they're actually going to have that good of a defense right for the remainder of the season. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I try to find more safe, neutral, consistent type situations. And that's going to be the Patriots for me this week. And then another defense, if you're looking for a little bit more high risk, high reward, Miami Dolphins. They're going against the Chicago Bears. I do think Chicago is selling some of their players and Miami was buying. And so it tells me that the Dolphins are all in for this year and Chicago's kind of saying, hey, not going to be our year. So, yeah, that very well could be that this week, Dolphins come in and just trash Chicago. It's at Chicago, though, so not necessarily the best location to play for the Dolphins, but still, I think it should be pretty good. So shifting gears real quick, I want to shift over to talk about the trades. These year's trades were absolutely crazy. If anybody who's in our group or our league is not in our Discord, you need to be in the Discord, and you need to start paying attention in there, because guys are constantly posting funny memes, funny things, as well as talking about all the trades. Like, I had a hard time focusing today on other stuff because we kept talking in Discord. Trades were going left and right and up and down, going crazy. Some of the ones that were kind of interesting, Rashad Fenton, I know this is not fantasy related, but I know there's a lot of KC fans. Rashad Fenton's no longer a Chief. Hallelujah. Went to the Bears, actually, or Atlanta, excuse me. And Fenton hasn't been that good. He's a serviceable corner, but he really is not that great. So anything over the top deep, it's going to be a good day for the offense. But I'm just glad he's gone. Naeem Hines, like I said, went to Buffalo. Zach Moss went to Indy. They also sent a 6th round conditional pick as well with Zach Moss. So if that kind of gives you an idea of how Buffalo sees Naeem Hines versus Zach Moss, they see him as an upgrade because they're giving a little bit more. This one was crazy. Calvin Ridley for the Atlanta Falcons got traded to Jacksonville. I saw this stuff going, and also he got traded for a conditional 4th and 5th round pick. What? Like, that was dirt cheap nothing. Why Kansas City couldn't do that? Holy cow. I would have traded Calvin Ridley straight up for Mecole Hardman if I could have. Like, just straight up. Just send him over. Call it a day. That would have been amazing. I mean, Calvin Ridley can't play for the rest of the year. But still, I think it's still a great, great pick. A great acquisition for Jacksonville. Funny thing, though, I guess Calvin Ridley is suspended because he bet on Atlanta beating Jacksonville, and he gets traded to the team he made the bet against. Kind of funny. Jeff Wilson with the San Francisco 49ers traded to Miami. That means Mostert, who was with San Francisco, and Jeff Wilson, who was with San Francisco, are reunited. I don't know if Jeff's really going to cut into the time of Mostert, really. He was traded for a 5th round pick, though. So with that being said, I mean, a 5th round pick really isn't amazing. You're getting about this kind of level of a starter, running back, backup kind of level. So we'll see. But Mostert may not be as good as people think anymore. Bradley Chubb, defensive player, got traded up to Miami. So that's why that potential, if he's going to play this week, he could be a good play. You know, all they probably toss him in for the third down, second down, third down kind of packages right now as like a fresh start until he picks up the defense. But still, Bradley Chubb is pretty good. So I think that's a good add for them. They also sent Chase Edmonds to Denver in that trade. So that's where if Denver is trying to negotiate and get more, they got Chase Edmonds, a first round and a fourth for Bradley Chubb. I think that's a pretty good deal. Chase Edmonds could be some value. Here's the only counter argument to it. Chase Edmonds was on the Arizona Cardinals. They said he wasn't good enough, send him off to Miami Dolphins. I don't think they sent him. I think he was in free agency and went there. Miami was like, yeah, no, we're good. Send him off to the next place. So, I mean, I see all these Denver people super excited about it, but in my opinion, he's not going to be that much better than what they currently have. So, Chase Claypool, he got traded from Pittsburgh to Chicago. I don't think that's going to be really a big deal of anything because Chicago doesn't pass hardly at all anyway. So, I mean, I feel like a wasted pick personally, but whatever. Maybe they'll pass more now. Maybe it was their wide receivers that were keeping them from passing. I doubt that. TJ Hawkinson, he got traded from Minnesota to Detroit within division. How crazy is that? Minnesota sent a second and a third round pick, and then Detroit sent 2 fourth round picks and TJ Hawkinson back over to him. TJ Hawkinson's a pretty good tight end, so that's pretty crazy. That's like Darren Waller being traded to the Chiefs. Like, what? Like, would not have seen that ever happening. I think value-wise, I think Minnesota, he could be better than what he was doing at Detroit. Not too much better because I think a lot of targets are going to go to Jefferson and a lot of dump-offs are going to go to Cook. But that could be a boost to Kirk Cousins. There we go. To Kirk Cousins. So he may be more valuable. I know somebody has him on their team, so yeah. Keep an update on that. We already saw this one. We already talked about it a little bit a while ago, but Kadarius Toney got traded to KC. I don't think he's going to come out and play this week, or if he does, it's very limited. But KC gave up a third and a sixth for Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney was previously a first-round pick. There could be some value there. It really depends on if he can stay healthy and if he can buy in on the life and culture there. And that's where we'll go ahead and stop because the rest of the ones we've talked about already throughout the rest of the year. But like I said, it was a crazy, crazy week there in regards to trading and seeing everything go on. All right. So one last thing I want to go over here with everybody is talking about the standings. This week's power rankings. Where is everybody? Why are they there? And is it going to change much? Well, looking at this last week's power rankings, it is going to shift just a little bit, not much though. I think starting out with number 8, yours truly, I'm still in last place. Still have the least amount of wins in the league. However, I do think I'm going to be a force to reckon with for the rest of the year. I'm going to start chunking out some wins. So people better be watching out. And you know what? Chill with my homies, Jake, you're next. You, sir, are next. Coming for you, going to knock you off, going to bring you down, put you in last place. That's what's going to happen, Jake. That's what's going to happen. Next, I got to give it to Team Fitz. Fitz, you know, you do have a strong team. You've been having some wins, you know, going along here. I'm not 100% sold on it yet, though. You have a 3-game win streak. So we'll give it to you. But I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Numbers, 8, 7, 6. Number 6, Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. Putting you in there. You're on a losing streak, my friend. Gritty Gritty Bang Bang started out hot. 3-0. Now, 3-5. Losing a lot of games. You've been hit with the injury bug. I'm bringing you down. I almost brought you down one more. But I'm going to give it to you. Just let you have that one more week. Because I think I play you the following week. And if I beat you that week, oh boy, howdy, you're dropping. You're dropping far. Next, we'll let Jake go up one. We'll bump him up one. Even though he lost last week, we're going to bump him up a little bit. Give him the rank number 5. I think he's doing pretty good there. then this is where it gets interesting. I know I had Vladdy Daddy before at the next spot. That's where I had him prior. And you know what? I think I'm going to keep him there. Vladdy Daddy, I'm keeping you at number four. The reason why you're not scoring, in terms of like scoring points, you're not actually scoring a large amount of points. You're getting lucky on your matchups. Like your points four is 832. That puts you in third to last place in the entire league. There is only myself who has the least, then Fitz, and then you in terms of points scored. So I don't think you're quite there with the big dogs yet. So that's why I'm going to put you at number four. Number three, I am going to put, oh man, this is so tough. Honestly, these top three teams, you guys are all so good that it is really hard. Last week I had Team Mess here. I'm going to have to keep it at Team Mess. Team Mess, I'm putting you at number three. Reed's Naughty Boys, I'm going to put you at number two. And Hurts, I'm putting you at number one. I just can't, honestly, Reed's Naughty Boys and Hurts Donut, you both are just ridiculously, ridiculously good teams. Now, not Reed's Naughty Boys has lost three games. I get that. But you look at his team, and it is scary, scary, scary. I just can't, nope. Which, by the way, one of the losses that he had was to me this last week. Revenge is a dish served cold. So as I can say, you know, as they always say, what happens in the first quarter can always happen in the second. So even if you're down by 30 points, 30-0 at halftime, you can come out and score 30 points and they can score zero. It can happen. It is possible. Just like in this league, I started out 1-6, and I'm now going to go 6-1 the rest of the season. 6-1 the rest of the season. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to end 7-7. Hopefully it's enough to get me in. But just so you know, that's what's going to happen. And that first win was against Naughty Boys. Second win I'm going to get against you, Jake. Yes, you, Jake. You better watch yourself. I'm coming. And with that, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Have fun. Go drink lots of vitamin C, orange juice. Don't get sick like my family. And with that, we'll talk to you later.